Building our future. Economic development is what we discuss on Wednesdays. We welcome you into this program. We've got more numbers and things that we'll get to before the show is done. One of our good people that helped make this show go around are the people at Insight Park, the University of Mississippi and Ole Miss. By the way, February 7th, we're going to be on campus and doing a live remote. We'll have Gallo. We will have the JT program. We'll do this show live on February 7th. We'll give you further details of that in the upcoming days. Kind enough to be on the program and joining us today is Dr. Noel Wilkin. He has a very long title, sir. So, if you will, let's get into that as provost and things. I know you've worked with the School of Pharmacy. You do a little bit of everything on that campus. If you will, a little background information on you and how many titles do you have on that Ole Miss campus?
Well, hi, Gary. Thanks so much. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you today. Probably the easiest way to think about my role is as Chief Academic Officer for the university. And I still hold my faculty titles and my research faculty title within the School of Pharmacy. I'm proud of the work that we did there in the School of Pharmacy and what they continue to do. I've been fortunate to have opportunities to work in lots of different capacities on the campus. I've been here for over 23 years and started in university service and university committees in the first year that I was on campus. I've loved getting to know the people, what we do, and how they make the university the amazing place that it is.
We talked about this off microphone, and I'm going to do a couple of things before we actually get into the discussion of economic development and what's going on. A lot has changed then during your time that you have been in Oxford, not just with the university, but with this city and with this county itself.
It sure has. I think that Oxford and the county and northern Mississippi in general has really developed. It's also become a place that fosters and facilitates economic development and helps people who have great ideas get those ideas to the next level.
I never would have thought this after living here and then moving away and then coming back. And I have a press release here, and this is off topic as well. That has Starship Technologies and a robot that's sliding around that Ole Miss campus. My wife works on campus, and I don't think she would have survived had she not tried the robot last week and did that and had some food delivered from campus to her office. Have you participated with the robot yet?
I haven't yet, but I find them fascinating, and I think the people on our campus are fascinated by them as well. What's interesting about the robots is that this is one of the first introductions of robots doing tasks in the public view. And we are really entering a new era where we see robots intermingling amongst us and doing things to help us. They've been in industry for quite some time. I remember back in the 80s when I was doing an internship in a pharmaceutical company, I actually spent a little time programming a robot that would just move liquids from one vial to another. And they've been in industry for quite some time, but we're now entering that era where we see them, and we see them in the public doing things. And what's fascinating to me as well is how people have given them human qualities and have started to be concerned about them sitting alongside the road or worrying about them crossing the street. And I think that's just a very interesting dynamic.
I'm going to have the conversation deeper with her because we had kids we had to start doing something with. But the robot was on the sidewalk, and someone was parked maybe a little too far on the sidewalk. And it got confused and stopped for a second, but it was right at her building. And so she kind of helped it, and it said thank you, right? I mean, it thanked her for helping. And I'm like, okay, this is wild. This is something that we saw in movies, but it is here. And so if you are driving and you come to that Ole Miss campus and you see these little white robots rolling around, they could be delivering coffee, they could be delivering food, they could be delivering a lot of things. So pay attention to them when you drive around. Okay. In all these interviews with people from Ole Miss, we start with Insight Park. We start with innovation. We start with entrepreneurship and different things along the way. As you have watched Insight Park build and go, can you give us your initial thoughts of what you see there?
Sure, absolutely. I think it starts with recognizing that entrepreneurship is about people. It's about helping people who have great ideas take those ideas to the next level. And we as an institution and as a city and a county really need to think purposefully about how are we fostering the success of those individuals who have the motivation and the creativity to bring those ideas to life. Insight Park is a critical element of that because they have to have a place to facilitate and also work. And they also benefit from being surrounded by others who are struggling and striving to accomplish success out of their ideas. And so having a place that allows that collaboration, that allows that opportunity for them to get that cross-pollination of ideas and creativity is an incredible opportunity for them. I would also add that we try to facilitate their success in lots of other ways and surrounding people with professionals like an entrepreneur in residence that you'll find on the campus and other ways, the Center for Innovative Entrepreneurship out of our business school. These are great ways that the university is helping these individuals who are now proximally located to the institution and the people who do that work, and that helps them to be more successful.
Dr. Wilkin, I know that throughout time there have been great young minds that have come through the university, and they might have had an idea of a business or doing things, and they didn't have this readily available to them, that maybe they fell through the cracks or they just decided, I'm going to wait a little bit before I do that. To me, you go and you see these young people that are helping one another and pulling each other. I'm sure as an educator, you've seen plenty of young, great minds along the way that probably could have benefited from what we have now, but probably didn't have that readily available to them in the past.
Absolutely. We see people who could have benefited from that and succeeded despite not having the level of resource support that we provide to entrepreneurs today. And I even dabbled in entrepreneurship myself in trying to do some niche software development. And it's a struggle. You run into lots of different obstacles when you're creating a new path, when you're creating a new idea or bringing a new product to the market. And so having a place where they can share ideas, engage with each other, and help build each other up in a way that continues the idea towards product development and then ultimately release is really beneficial.
I gave some numbers on the community colleges, and we talked a little bit about that as well. But this university and the state of Mississippi working together, I think we can see the great numbers that it's producing as far as economic development is concerned also.
Yeah, I really believe that our success builds up the state and brings success to the state. Likewise, success that occurs within the state of Mississippi makes us a better institution. And so we're in this together. We, in order to facilitate and help people accomplish their objectives and see these creative ideas to the market, we need to work together. And we found the state of Mississippi, the county, and the city to be very good partners in the initiatives that we try to provide to wrap around entrepreneurs and help them be successful.
I'm going to talk to you about some research later, but obviously, as you mentioned, with academics and affairs and things there, the online master's business administration program was just recently ranked in the U.S. News and World Report, number 4 among public universities. That has to speak well for the things that's going on academically on that campus.
It really does. I am every day impressed with the level of commitment that our faculty bring to the initiatives and to the programs we offer on campus. And I'm excited to see them get that recognition and validation of their hard work, of the amazing program that they offer. What's also interesting and valuable about that program is people out in the world don't have to unplug from life to come back to school to earn that MBA. They can actually get that where they are. They can continue their career trajectory and use this degree to get to the next level.
Again, we're talking with Dr. Wilkin here on Building Our Future, talking economic development, innovation, a few things, entrepreneurship, and just the goings-on on the Ole Miss campus in general and what they're doing to put the bright young minds out into those new jobs and things that are being created along the way. One of the things that this campus has been known for a long, long time has been its work with the cannabis and things of that. As a researcher and a person that has been around this as well, pharmacy researchers have now partnered. And I think it was Allison Best who was talking and saying, you may remember that you know, the University of Florida came up with Gatorade, and there's other universities that come up with different things that they can, you know, be proud that their researchers did on campus and are doing. And now there is the work going on that could be cannabis-derived drugs for pain that obviously could get us away from the opioid industry or get us away from being addicted to certain things that this university is trying to employ.
Absolutely. The cannabis and the active ingredients within cannabis have lots of different potential. And there's many different products within cannabis that can be explored and can also be tested for human activity. And that's been the research. There's lots of research that takes place around that plant and what it does and what it could do. And two new exciting developments have just been discussed or released. And that one, as you mentioned, is the use of CBD and how it can be used to help provide pain relief and fight against the national opioid crisis. The other one that we're excited about is a partnership with El Soli Laboratories, which is here in Oxford. Again, looking at those partnerships that we form with local companies and local businesses that are housed right here in Mississippi, and how they are working to discover a way to get the drug, the active drug molecule, to the exact location where it will have its benefit. And there's a real science to that. And our researchers and our scientists are really good at doing those kinds of things.
Let me take you back to the CBD for just a moment, if you will. Obviously, we have stores and things that are selling, and we are seeing this, you know, nationally as well. You know, the people are in Jackson right now in session, and they'll be talking about things. Do you envision Mississippi opening up more to that, or even, because it will be on the ballot in 2020, you know, medical marijuana?
Our approach at the university has been geared towards finding drugs that we can put through the FDA approval process and make them available to the population through prescription. And that's been our spot in the way that we have produced products, and that's also been the mechanism that we've used to get them to the population. We think that assures the highest level of quality. We think that also assures that patients are getting exactly what they think they're getting, and they're getting the products that they're purchasing, and their effectiveness has been well tested and well documented, so that when they take them, they can expect the results that that drug will provide.
Again, through OMIS and Insight Park and so many things, I hope that you guys will go online, as we say, almost with everyone that we talk at the university, and check that facility out. Take a look at it. I'm sure they will allow you to go in there and look at what they do and the spaces that are there and take advantage of it. When you speak to others, like you're talking all the time, I know you are, and you're talking about the university, and you're talking about Ole Miss, where do you start and say, this is why, A, you need to come here, or this is why North Mississippi is a place that is growing and moving in the right direction?
Well, I think it's important for people to remember that while we live around this amazing campus and we live amongst the people who do the things that the university provides for students and for staff and for faculty, it's easy to get comfortable or get familiar with it and not really recognize the amazing things that are going on, or at least come to take them for granted. And so when I go around the state and when I talk to people about the University of Mississippi, I try to help them gain an appreciation for the truly amazing programs like our online MBA program, Insight Park, the research that's going on in the pharmacy school, the research that's going on across our College of Liberal Arts that helps students to think in innovative ways and earn degrees that will make them marketable for a lifetime. And those are the kinds of things that help people to appreciate what the university really provides. And of course, students who choose to come here are pursuing a specific degree or a specific objective, and we want them to meet that objective, but they know that the University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, carries a brand and carries an image that they can be proud of and that will benefit them for their entire careers.
You know, some of the locals that live in the area are like, oh, the students are back. Well, yeah, they are back, and you're seeing them, and I'm sure off and ready to roll for another great semester.
Yeah, they bring a vitality to Oxford that we can all look forward to and that we're all excited about. And they also help challenge us to think in new ways and also help our institution and our programs think about what we can best do to provide educational experiences that help them maximize their potential.
So are you still doing research?
I'm not, although I do miss it.
Yeah. Well, if you get something rolling, we need you to come back and talk with us again so we can, you know, again, get some of the great ideas and the things that are going on that campus. And with you, it's been a pleasure to get a chance to talk with you today, and I look forward to doing it in the future.
I appreciate that, and thanks so much for the time.
Hey, we've got more coming up on the program. Please stick around. Building Our Future finishes up next.